Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited about these records you've brought us. They look very cool.
They do, do they? Well, yes, they do. Yeah.
They do.
Let's not talk about that one yet.
Oh, no, we won't talk about that yet, but they all have really good record sleeves, I have to say.
Yeah.
What's the first one? I'm just gonna hit it so we can hear it.
So remember earlier this year we did there was a direct to disc recording from the Artone Studios, which is at the record industry pressing plant in Harlem.
Yes, I remember you bringing this in.
It was the Sean Cootie. Now this is the third one in the series of recorded direct to disc things, and this one is kind of special in that it's a meeting of the young and slightly not younger. Is that how you say it?
The young and the less young.
Yeah. So what we have here, you can hear right now, there's some nice groove. Wait for this. Oh, there's Shirley nice. On the rhythm. Okay, this is the great Gary Bartz with Misha.
Misha.
Yes.
This is very cool.
Now, Gary Bartz, of course, is... Some people might know him as kind of a sort of a funky, fusion-y jazz guy who did Music Is My Sanctuary in the mid-70s. A lot of people are also going to know him as part of Miles Davis's Live Evil band.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Gary is an alto player. He must be getting close to 80 now. And
I'm assuming this is Gary?
That's Gary, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Last year, Giles Peterson... was putting on a We Out Here festival, and he had the idea of teaming them up together.
Ah, nice.
They did it. They liked it. They talked about it. They went into the Artone Studios in Harlem and...
Did a direct-to-disc.
And what you get on this is there is three songs they composed together, and there's two older Gary Bartz tunes from the early 70s. Now, the one we're hearing is called Harlem to Harlem.
Harlem to Harlem.
Yep. Now,
is this a new one or an old one?
Brand new. Yep. I guess it was about 71, 72, Gary Bartz's NTU troupe did a record called Harlem Bush Music.
Okay.
So, from that to Harlem in the Netherlands where they recorded this, there you have it.
There we go. That makes sense. So, this is all I see on the front here. All songs performed, obviously, by Gary Bartz and Misha, but also produced by them.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
They're all looking very serious and very jazz muso in this image here. But it's a great photo.
But
they're musicians.
Well, actually, have a look at the insert and then you'll see pictures of them in the studio.
Cool.
And they're not looking so posed for a photograph.
They look like they're having fun. And I think that's probably the main thing you want from a record. Gary Bartz definitely looks like he's having fun in that photo.
Hell yeah. I think that guy is like a super positive guy.
Yeah. So who are Misha when they're just on their own hanging out? What is their vibe?
They put out their debut record. What was it called? This Is The Place? Is that what it was called? On Brownswood about a year and a half ago.
Right.
And they've slightly changed the lineup in that Nubia is not playing with them at the moment. Nubia Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have on there the... tell us who's on there. Jake Long is the band leader. He's the drummer.
You got Tim Doyle on percussion.
Yep.
You got Axel Kana Lindstrom on the trumpet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's... Yep.
He's a trumpet player? I don't know. Shirley Tete on the electric guitar.
And she is amazing. I used to think that Misha was her group. The way that she's like the backbone of everything, rhythm guitar. But okay.
Twim? Dylan? It's TWM.
I don't know.
Twim, I'm not sure how you say that.
It'll be Welsh.
It does look Welsh. Double and electric bass.
Yep.
You've got Al McSween on the keys. And then, of course, Gary Bartz playing soprano and alto saxophone on this.
Indeed.
Honorary member of Misha.
I think it's his own man. You put something plus something and you get something else.
Something else, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got Harlem to Harlem. We've got The Stank, which is a great name for a track.
Yep.
Let Us Dance. Uhuru Sasa.
That's an older one.
That's a Gary Bartz one. And Dr. Follows Dance, which is another Gary Bartz.
That's an older one.
Yeah. Nice.
Now,
good one, Giles Peterson, putting these together. He's quite good at that stuff, isn't he?
He is pretty good. Now, I don't know what it's called when you do a performance via the internet from different places. Is there a name for that yet?
Zoom?
It's called. Gary Bartz and Maisha did one last week.
Oh, cool.
Just last week.
Nice.
So Gary from his place in San Francisco and Maisha, whoever, in London.
Awesome. That's
Check
really cool.
Check this out. Listen to the rhythm of this.
This is really nice. I like the photo on the back here. You've got Gary Bartz looking straight down the camera, and you've got the rest of Maisha looking off to the side, except for Shirley, who's like having a sneaky little look at the camera there, just in the back.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great photo. So this track is Harlem to Harlem.
Yep.
Cross-country, cross-continent situation there. And a great meeting of some bands.
Cross-time as well, really, cross-time. When you think about it.
So if people want to get this, it's out on Night Dreamer?
It's out on Night Dreamer. The title is actually the Night Dreamer Direct-to-Disc Series, which is,
nice.
Is going to be the title of every Direct-to-Disc thing done at Artone. Southbound got it in. We got it in last night at about 4:45.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's on the shelf now.
Straight onto the shelves. That's very exciting.
Except for that one. That's my one.
This one is Troy's copy. You can't have this copy.
No.
Which track do you want to play next, Troy? We've got a couple of good ones lined up here. Do you want to go vinyl? Do you want to go?
Yeah, let's dive back into the past. Yes, let's go back to 1994. Tess,
ready for the duff?
This here is a. Actually, wait for it to start and then you'll recognise it. Well, some of you will recognise it.
I just got to say of...
Oh, I'm not convinced I'll recognise it.
Yeah, I think you might.
The pressure.
I wasn't born when this came out, so I probably won't recognise it.
Oh. You know this. Surely you know this.
So what are we listening to, Troy?
Wait for it. Right, this is, of course, the 1994 Junglist Anthem. This is Leviticus with Burial.
Aye.
Now...
what is this whole compilation? I've got to say, this is the best record cover / insert you've brought us for a while, I think.
It is.
And you bring us some good ones every week.
Soul Jazz have surpassed themselves. This is the collection entitled Black Riot. What is the subtitle there, Rachel?
Black Riot, Early Jungle, Rave and Hardcore.
There you go. So this is back when jungle was basically it had taken its cues from acid and ragga. Mm. And we'll hear with the vocal sample coming up, the ragga element of it. But so this is before drum and bass. Now that's Jigsy King from a record which came out the same year, which I heard way later than this one.
Yeah.
And you can also hear in there a bit of keyboard from that same tune, which is the real rock rhythm by Sound Dimension, which is famous from Armageddon type. But anyway.
Oh, cool.
And this is, I don't remember, Jill somebody, it was an R&B tune.
So who are the, can I see the cover there, Rach?
Yep, do you want the big one, that one?
Yeah.
There you go.
So does it have on the inside who the vocals
no.
are?
No.
Oh, mystery.
Never did back then either.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
So this is, of course, sampled from other like contemporary tunes at the time, ragga and R&B in this case.
Good.
I think the Jigsy tune is Jigsy King's tune with who's the other vocalist on it? Tony Curtis. who you'll hear in a sec. That one was called My Sound of Murder.
Oh, very cool. Okay, we've got to talk about this cover now because it is really good. In the record sleeves themselves have got comic strips on them.
A graphic novel.
A graphic novel.
Yep.
It's called Black Riot, The Mysterons Save Planet Earth from the Zathroid Angels. And we got some big sort of alien vibes going on here. And some kind of 1984 flying cameras.
To be clear,
lots of cops running around.
It is an actual story, so it's got text on it as well, and it's got page numbers.
Yeah.
So each side of the sleeve is a page.
Is a page in the story.
Story.
It's got some lizard people going on.
So you're basically buying a book and a record.
It's great.
And in fact, in the CD version, it is in a little booklet format rather than on the inner sleeves like that.
I like this particular panel here. It says, Mad FM is broadcasting from a fortress rooftop at the top of a tower block in Hackney Downs. And then there's you can see a little DJ playing in the block there. And the cops underneath say, at the moment, we think the DJs are abseiling in from the roof into the studio. I've authorised a helicopter so that we can enter the premises from above. Nice. Dun, dun, dun.
So you mentioned the Mysterons there. That connects this with two earlier soul jazz compilations. The Invasion of the Mysterons, which I think The Bug put together.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a follow-up to that, and I don't remember what it's called. But they were the... a particular strand of London electronic music that soul jazz was compiling. This is, I guess, part of the same series.
There's a lot of Fight for Your Right to Party kind of graphic going on here.
Yeah.
So who else have we got on this?
Well, this is like a fistful of their early, late sort of rave breakbeat stuff and early jungle stuff. Tell us,
is this the 90s?
Yeah, this is 1994.
90s. Yeah.
So basically this covers about 92 to 94.
So we got The Smoker's Rhythm, Durban Poison, RK1, Things That Go On, Burial, Time and Age. Am I reading out the titles?
You're reading
or the,
out the titles
I'm reading
of
out the
tunes.
Here we go. Okay, Rhythm for Reasons. That makes way more sense. It's like, this doesn't make any sense at all. Hey, it's... I was going to say it's early. It's not early. Rhythm for Reasons, Babylon Time Warp, The Terrorist. You've got DJ Dubplate, Leviticus, which we're listening to right now, The Freaky, Trip One, DJ Chrome and Mr. Time, New Vision, DJ Dubplate once again. You've got Hi-Fi Power and New Jacks. And this is all compiled, and the sleeve notes were by S. Baker.
Stuart Baker, who runs Soul Jazz.
And we got Duncan Cowell on the sound mastering and Pete Riley as well.
And who has done the graphic novel?
The sleeve was designed... the graphics and illustration were by Paolo Parisi.
Now, Paolo Parisi, I've got a graphic book of his about John Coltrane.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Should we jump into the next
track? I'm a big fan.
Sure. Now. Right. Let's go from the jungle to something quite different. Now, this is another compilation, this one here from a Danish label, Music for Dreams. And what this is a collection of, Oto Nowa, Sounds of Japan, 1988 to 2018. Now, unlike a lot of other Japanese music compilations which are coming out at the moment, this one doesn't really focus on one particular style of music or even a particular time period. But Oto Nowa, that's been something like the Sound of Harmony.
So, Sound of Harmony, nice.
So I guess you could kind of say it's more at the chill ambient end of things. What we're hearing now is a wave introduction by Kinoru Inu.
This looks...
So this is from about 12 years ago.
Okay.
This one here.
So what's the time span on this? Are we talking like...
It's predominantly 2000s.
Right, okay.
It goes back to 88. And so the earliest thing on here is sort of a... not around the time of Kankyo Ongaku, the environmental music thing, just sort of slightly after that.
Right.
The aftermath of that. But boy, oh boy, there's some good stuff on this. It ranges from sort of like a weird sort of Japanese take on sort of dub reggae vibe on some of it. There's some sort of electronic hip-hop sort of things on here. And then you go to the other end of stuff like a Kaoru, like this, where you have like a real sort of Brian Eno, Harold Budd kind of fourth world vibe, you know?
This is lovely. I also think the names on this are quite lovely as well. Track names, you've got things like Scuba, East Dry River, Time and Space, Quiet Inlet, and I like this one, Coco and the Fish.
Yeah. I'm sure that there's something... there's probably something more to that that we don't understand because of different cultures, but okay.
It's a good, that would be a good... I mean, I know it's the track name here, but it would be a good band name, Coco and the Fish.
Who'd want to be the fish?
Being the fish would be quite nice.
It'd be much better to be Coco.
So this is on Music for Dreams, which is quite fitting because this would be lovely to fall asleep to.
Yeah. Now, this was put together by three gentlemen, only one of whom is Japanese, Ken Hidaki. The other two live in Japan, and all three of them have, like, a club night together.
Cool.
Although they're not playing, like, club dance floor type music.
Yeah,
they're playing
a
wide range of stuff. And they've put this together for this Danish label. But check this out. Isn't this great? Is this, what's that
it's
called,
really
electroacoustic
nice.
Style where you've got, where you're mixing like played instruments
with synth. So the other guys on this who put this together are Max Esser and Dr. Rob.
Yep.
I like that this is on the Serious Collector series number 5. Serious Collectors only. This sounds lovely. So you got 4 sides, and how many artists have you got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yep.
There we go.
14 great tunes. Oto Nawa, which is, it's something like the sound of harmony or the sound of coming together. I don't know. Something like that. That one there on 2LP. Right before that, also on 2LP, is the new Soul Jazz compilation entitled Black Riot.
Very cool.
Early Jungle. Hardcore and rave.
And you get a little graphic novel with it, which
yep,
is awesome.
Do. And we started off with the amazing Gary Bartz and Meisha. That is their Night Dreamer direct-to-disc session, which is totally cool.
Fantastic. And are they all on the shelves right now?
Let me think. Yes, they are all on the shelf at Southbound Records right now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hope so.
See ya.
Ta-da.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.